Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, so often the headlines are swallowed up in the politics. But remember, we only talk about politics on this show so we can explore society, and we explore society so we can get to the principles and the people in this country who actually live them. So let's have a conversation about why character matters. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, I have been looking forward to this all day. In fact, when I looked up very early this morning, checking out the different national shows going on, I saw Gene Becker on one program talking about character matters. And I immediately told Izzy, our producer, that track her down. We need her on the show today to have a conversation. Of course, Gene was the chief of staff to George H.W. Bush for 25 years. She's the editor of Pearls of Wisdom by Barbara Bush and a New York Times bestselling author of The Man I Knew. And Gene, welcome to the show.
Boy, it is so much fun and such an honor to be with you today. Salt Lake City is one of my favorite cities in the country. So I'm just thrilled to be on your show.
Well, wonderful. Well, as a fellow former chief of staff, once a chief of staff, always a chief of staff. But but part of that job of being a good staffer is being observant. And in your book, Character Matters, you get into those important principles, not just the politics, but the principles, the life lessons of George H.W. Bush. Give us a sense of what got you rolling into this book.
You know, I would love to say that this beautiful book was my idea, but it was actually my editor's. I was having lunch with him about 18 months, 2 years ago in New York City, and he had edited my book, The Man I Knew, about the 25 years I was his chief of staff, which ends with his funeral. And my editor looked at me across the table and he said, "Gene, I don't think the world is done with George Herbert Walker Bush. I want you to write another book." And I looked at him and I said, "Okay, you do remember that he died at the end of the last book." And what he wanted, you mentioned I had done a book called Pearls of Wisdom after Mrs. Bush died. And it was about all the great advice that she had given everybody she met throughout her lifetime. And he wanted sort of a book like that. And they said, "Well, the problem is he was not a big advice giver. He taught all of us instead. His advice was through examples and how he lived his life." And so I did a call out, Boyd, to the people who knew him best and said, "Tell me your stories. What did you learn from him? What did you learn from him by watching him?"
Yeah.
And the stories just poured in. And the book includes everybody from, two of his former head of state friends, John Major and Brian Mulroney, to Reba McEntire and Dana Carvey, to the woman who's the gardener at Walker's Point in Kennebunkport.
Oh, I love it. And I love this whole idea of not being an advice giver, but being an advice liver. he was a liver of those principles, and you share some of these so powerfully in the book. And I want to start with the former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. You share a powerful, again, not advice giver, but advice liver moment with H.W. Bush and Condoleezza Rice. Share that with us.
Condi's story is in the first chapter. It is one of the best essays in the book. And what she talks about, during his administration, she was on the National Security Advice Council, working for National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft. She was very young. She was the Soviet specialist on the staff, which, of course, was an interesting time to be the Soviet specialist.
Yeah.
And it's at Malta, President Bush's first summit meeting with Mikhail Gorbachev, December of 1989, and he went out of his way to introduce Condi to Mikhail Gorbachev, and he did it in a very, she described it, a very loud voice, that this was his Soviet expert and whom he listened to on all things Soviet. This is who he got his advice from on the Soviet Union. And what Condi wrote about that, Boyd, is that everybody wonders, throughout our lifetime, but especially during that time period, how do you promote women? How do you promote a young Black woman? She said, she wrote that his saying that to Mikhail Gorbachev and in front of his whole team, in front of the White House whole team, made everybody know that he respected her and he listened to her. And she basically said, that's the way it's done.
Yeah, that's what leadership looks like right there. I mean, that is a powerful, powerful example of real leadership and real character. I want to get to some of these fun components, surprising components. Of course, Dana Carvey was known for his impersonations of President George H.W. Bush. What's the character count moment with Dana Carvey?
You know, and talk about a weird friendship. And it's one of the great friendships because he, as President Bush, used to tease Dana. Dana, you became famous making fun of me. But they became great friends. And Dana told the story. They kept in touch all these years until President Bush died. Dana tells this sweet little story. It's Election Day 2004. And the race is pretty close between the President of the United States, that would be George W. Bush, and, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank, the Democrat he ran against, John Kerry. It was a very close race. Anyway, George and Barbara Bush are at the White House hanging out with their son and the First Lady. And Dana Carvey was very surprised to get a phone call that day from President Bush, the father. Just checking in, Dana. Just wanted to know how are you? Barr and I were just talking about you. And Dana's telling of the story is just very Dana Carvey, very funny. And he finally said, Mr. President, I'm surprised to hear from you today. Isn't your son running for re-election today? Yeah, we're here at the White House. And, but, you know, it's just classic George Bush. He's always thinking of the other guy.
Yeah.
And it just really touched Dana that he would reach out to him on that day.
And it's such an under-recognized portion, I think, of George H.W. Bush's legacy. His handwritten notes, always with that all the best kind of format to it, and maintaining those relationships, because it wasn't just about transactions for President Bush. It was always about what's the relationship component, where's the real meaning there. Give us one last example that was maybe one of your favorites in gathering all of these stories about why character matters.
And I'm going to tell you a short story that the meaning may not be deep, but it's the key to having a happy marriage. They were married for 75 years. So one of our receptionists tells the story that the phones are going crazy in the office. Colin Powell, the governor of Texas, who was then George W. Bush, and former Secretary of State James Baker are all on hold. They all had called at the same time. And Kara is about ready to go into President Bush's office and say, oh, my gosh, who do you want first? When the fourth line rings, and it's Barbara Bush. So Kara runs into the office and says, sir, I have Colin Powell, James Baker, the governor, and your wife on the phone. Who do you want first? And he said, you put Barbara through until the other three, I will call them back. I love that story, boy. You know, it just shows how much he loved and respected her. And it also shows he was a smart man.
Yeah. Yeah. As a guy with seven sisters, a mother, a wife, three daughters, and three granddaughters, he's really smart.
He is a very smart man.
Oh, that is great. Well, the book is just a treasure. Everyone should go pick this up. And I was thinking, too, just as you were talking through, thinking back on his funeral, and just that story of James Baker rubbing the president's feet before he passed. Again, that character matters. We need more of that than ever before. Gene Becker, 25 years as chief of staff to President George H.W. Bush. This is a great book. You should pick this up. These are the lessons that we need. These are the lessons we need to pass on to the next generation. Gene, thanks so much for making time for us today.
Thank you, Boyd. Thank you for making time for me. And by the way, it's the perfect graduation gift. I just got to throw that out there.
It is the perfect. Actually, it may be the best graduation gift.
Yes, it is. It is so rich
and so powerful. Again, that's Gene Becker, former chief of staff to former President George H.W. Bush. And this is why we do this, folks. The politics come and go. The drama of the day come and go. But if you look closely at the lives of great leaders, you always get back to character and the principles that actually matter. We'll keep doing that. Jean Becker did a brilliant job in her new book, Character Matters. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.